In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, this Sunday was formerly called Dominica Providentiae, which means Sunday of the Providence of God, because of the beautiful gospel that it tells us of the fatherly care of God towards each one of us, his children. So to talk about the providence of God is to talk about the care of God towards his creatures, each one of his creatures. We heard in the gospel our Lord saying that God takes care of the flowers of the fields, that he takes care of the birds of the air. So the fact is that every single creature is under the dominion of the Creator, who is guiding each one of them towards the goal for which they were created. And my brethren, if it is true about the flowers and the birds, how much more true it is concerning us. So the providence of God acts towards us in guiding our lives, so we may achieve the goal for which we were created. And we know very well, I hope, the goal for which we were created. We were created for heaven. God created us to be in heaven with him and to share in his infinite happiness and glory. This is the goal of our existence. So the providence of God is always directing our lives, so we may be able to achieve our goal, our destination, which is heaven. And everything in our lives should be looked at under this perspective. Whatever may happen, we must know that the providence of God is trying to guide us to our eternal salvation. Whatever may happen, we should know that the providence of God is trying to guide us to our eternal salvation. And in order to understand this subject a little more, I would like to bring to you a comparison that a priest told me one time. He said that the providence of God acts in our lives like a GPS. When we use a GPS, we place it in the place, we place it the place where we want to go. And the GPS will find the way to get there from the place where we are. Sometimes it may lead us through some tough roads, but that's just the way to arrive at our destination. And in the same way, the providence of God is there to guide us to our destination, which is heaven. And God knows very well the way which we should take in order to arrive there. He knows. Sometimes we may have to go through some tough roads. Sometimes we may have to go through difficult things in our lives, like poverty, sickness, etc. Sometimes we may have to go through the darkness of a tunnel. But my brethren, in all of that, we have to believe that the hand of the providence of God is guiding us. It is guiding us to our salvation. We should always keep in mind the destination of our journey, the goal of our lives, which is heaven. As long as we arrive at our destination, well, the road doesn't matter too much. We should not resist the divine GPS, which is God's plan of salvation for our lives. We should not revel in the difficult moments. But we have to remember the teaching of the apostles, that we have to go through many tribulations. We have to go through many tribulations in order to arrive in the kingdom of God. God knows what each one of us need in order to arrive up there. So let us trust in His fatherly care towards us. Let us embrace our cross, because it is through the cross, through the tribulations and difficulties of this life, that God guides us to heaven. It was always astonishing to me how much we trust the GPS. We know for certain that if we take a wrong road, we don't need to despair, because the GPS will find a way to get us to our destination. And the same in our lives. Sometimes we may take a wrong exit. Sometimes we may make a wrong choice and go out of the path of God. But even in those circumstances, we should never despair of our salvation. Because just like the GPS, the providence of God knows how to get us back in the right track, in the right road. It's true that if we have taken a wrong exit, or two, or three, it will take more time to get to our destination. That's for sure. It may take more time, and perhaps we may have to pass through some tough roads as well. But whatever it takes, we know that the GPS will get us there, if we follow it. If we keep driving the wrong direction, well, then, for sure, we will not arrive at our destination. But if we follow the GPS, we know that it will lead us back to the right road. So, my brethren, today I exhort you to trust in the divine GPS, to trust in God's plan of salvation for your life, and to be in peace. Trust the hand of God guiding you to where you should go. God knows what He does. Now, if you have been driving the wrong direction, I have to urge you to proceed to the route and to start following the directions of God, the commandments of God, in order to arrive at your destination. But if you are already following the divine GPS, my brethren, don't be afraid of anything. Even if the roads may appear to be strange, even if the roads may appear strange to you, trust in the divine GPS, trust the divine providence, and keep going. Never lose sight of the goal, but always keep heaven in front of your eyes. And know that whatever it takes, whatever the price may be, whatever the price may be, heaven is always worthy of it. So my brethren, God is trying to guide us to heaven. So let us follow the divine GPS. Let us trust in His providence and be in peace. Let us believe once for all that our Heavenly Father takes good care of us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.